Talking to the new president of the Oklahoma Association of Conservation Districts, Jimmy Emmons. Jimmy, why the interest in being an officer with OACD?
Well, Ron, I don't know. It's just one of them things that I'm driven to excel in conservation and share what we're doing on our farm and to revitalize the districts and the importance of soil health and conservation across Oklahoma.
One thing that may be a question that you may get, and you probably get quite a bit because you're in kind of a more arid area compared to the speakers we've heard this morning, do the principles that are being talked about with soil health, do they work when it's drier and you start worrying about do you have enough moisture to have cover crops and your regular crop?
Yeah, Ron, it works in an arid climate or a wet climate. I was at a meeting here just a few weeks ago where producers had 6-inch rainfall. It was practicing soil health and cover crops to Florida with 65-inch rainfall, and it works in every situation. The only difference is you have to manage the number of plants so that you don't reduce that moisture too much in an arid climate. And actually, in some of the wetter climates, they're using them to use moisture so they can get in and get planted. So it's a very diverse system, and it works everywhere.
Your particular situation, you've been able to implement this on your farm over, what, several years now?
Yeah, the past 5 years have been really intense on our place. And every year we're gaining ground and we're proving that we're saving moisture in the end. We're using a little up front, but then as we increase water infiltration rates down the way, we're replenishing that profile and then we're adding to that. So it's been very, very good for us.
The overall, I don't know what you want to call it, a fad, or is it something that's here to stay as far as soil health is concerned? Is this something you think is going to be an integral part of what we do in farming?
It's not a fad, Ron. It's a fact that the soil has been here before we got here, and the soil's going to be here when we're gone. The problem is we have to take care of it and regenerate it here. So it is not a fad. It's here to stay.